See what the Hollywood people are doing. And who's heavy with an aching heart? John Ritter. 12-year marriage with his wife, Nancy Morgan. History. He's been seen around Hollywood with a bevy of beauties, notably one particular blonde. You ever watch Entertainment Tonight? Well, one of the anchor people, John Tesh, he and his wife of 8 years, kaput. He says he's very busy composing new age music, and he doesn't really have time for married life, so divorce. As you know, Liz dumped her boyfriend, Fatinsky. Ivana Trump feeling betrayed that Donald let loose their safe sex agreement. Now she's afraid to date anyone for fear it'll be used against her in her settlement. There are some smiles, however. Tanya Tucker, shown proudly holding her new baby, refuses to let the world know who the father is. She's not married, and we can only speculate. Don Johnson was dating her for a while. Glenn Campbell was knocking the bottom. So who knows? She ain't talking, but at least she's happy. She said the relationship didn't work out. It wouldn't be fair to marry someone I couldn't live with. You see, that's the key to all these divorces. That's what it all boils down to. Everybody gets caught up in the perfume, the headiness of desire, of initial meeting. But they don't realize that beyond the perfume and the testosterone, there must be a definite bond for two individuals to entwine, not necessarily physically, but mentally. Their psyches must interact. And that's why I couldn't stand Estelle! I didn't realize it, but we didn't have the same sense of humor, and that's what drove her away. My jokes! You be the judge of it. Do you think I need a checkup from the neck up? I just find certain things funny. She didn't. She was appalled. For example, what do broccoli and Barbara Bush have in common? George won't eat either one of them.
Grease, you're really sick.
Hey, hey, hey!
The Grease Man.